Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In the Forgotten Depression, 1921, The Crash That Cured Itself. James Grant constructs a meticulously researched and captivating narrative around the sharp but short economic downturn that gripped the United States in 1921. Unlike the Great Depression that followed a decade later, this economic slump is scarcely remembered, yet its resolution provides critical insights into fiscal and monetary policy. Grant, with his seasoned financial historian's eye, delves deep into the events, policies, and figures that shaped this period. Through vivid details and an engaging narrative style, he argues how market forces, rather than government intervention, played a crucial role in the recovery, offering a compelling case for the power of laissez-faire principles. This book not only enriches our understanding of a pivotal yet overlooked moment in American economic history, but also ignites a timely debate on the best approaches to economic crises. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the economic context of the 1921 Depression. The 1921 Depression, often lost in the shadow of the subsequent Great Depression, presents an intriguing case of economic downturn and recovery. James Grant begins by setting the stage, describing the post-World War I economic landscape in the United States. In the wake of the war, the country faced deflation, a collapse in commodity prices, and a sharp contraction in business activity. Despite these challenges, the economy embarked on a rapid and robust recovery. Grant meticulously examines the factors contributing to this downturn, including the returning troops, swelling the labor market, and the shift from wartime to peacetime economy, which caused dislocations across various sectors. The narrative illuminates how these economic challenges set the stage for the Depression and subsequently shaped the recovery process. This context is crucial for understanding the uniqueness of the 1921 Depression and the lessons it offers for fiscal and monetary policy. Secondly, government policy response. One of the most compelling aspects of The Forgotten Depression is Grant's analysis of the government's policy response to the 1921 Depression. Unlike later economic crises where government intervention became the norm, the 1921 downturn saw relatively limited direct intervention. Grant contrasts this with the New Deal policies of the 1930s and the stimulus measures in more recent crises, highlighting how the Harding administration's laissez-faire approach allowed market forces to adjust naturally. Key policy decisions, such as the decision not to artificially prop up prices or wages and to return to pre-war fiscal policies, underscored a belief in the self-correcting nature of the market. This section of the book critically evaluates the implications of these policies and the debate they sparked over the role of government in managing economic downturns. The author carefully dissects the impact of these policies on the speed and nature of the recovery, arguing that they facilitated a more rapid and sustainable recuperation than might have been achieved through more interventionist measures. Thirdly, role of deflation in recovery. A particularly intriguing topic that Grant addresses is the role of deflation in the recovery process from the 1921 Depression. Contrary to conventional wisdom that views deflation as harmful, Grant argues that in the context of 1921, deflation played a critical facilitating role in the recovery. He details how decreasing prices helped to restore competitiveness to American exports and made goods more affordable domestically, spurring consumption and investment. The author thoroughly analyzes the dynamics of this deflation, distinguishing it from the destructive deflationary spirals seen in other economic downturns. This nuanced exploration includes a discussion of wage adjustments, price flexibility, and the greater efficiency they brought to the economy, ultimately contributing to a strong rebound. By examining the specific conditions under which deflation contributed positively to economic recovery, Grant offers valuable insights into the complex interplay between price levels and economic health. Fourthly, comparative analysis with later economic crises. Grant's work stands out for its comparative analysis of the 1921 Depression with subsequent economic crises, particularly the Great Depression of the 1930s and the 2008 financial crisis. This comparison sheds light on differing economic theories and practices, offering a rich perspective on how responses to economic downturns have evolved over time. By juxtaposing the hands-off approach of 1921 with the interventionist tactics employed in later crises, Grant illuminates the impact of economic policy decisions on recovery outcomes. The book meticulously details the scale and scope of government intervention in each context, the rationale behind different policy choices, and their long-term consequences. Through this comparative lens, readers gain a deeper understanding of the various factors that can influence the trajectory of economic recovery, including the role of government, the banking system, and international trade dynamics. Lastly, lessons for contemporary economic policy. Perhaps the most compelling contribution of The Forgotten Depression is its exploration of the lessons that the 1921 Depression offers for contemporary economic policy. Grant articulates a cogent argument for the efficacy of market-driven recovery and the potential pitfalls of excessive government intervention. He advocates for the importance of price and wage flexibility, fiscal restraint, and the benefits of returning to a more normalized policy environment post-crisis. This section of the book challenges prevailing economic orthodoxy, sparking debate among economists, policymakers, and the public about the optimal blend of policies for managing economic downturns. Grant's analysis is informed by a careful examination of historical data, economic theory, and policy outcomes, making a persuasive case for reconsidering some of the foundational assumptions of modern economic crisis management. Through this discussion, the Forgotten Depression contributes to an ongoing reevaluation of how best to foster resilient, sustainable economic growth in the face of inevitable future downturns. In conclusion, James Grant's The Forgotten Depression 1921, The Crash That Cured Itself, is a vital read for economists, policymakers, historians, and anyone interested in understanding the complexities of economic crises and recovery. Through a detailed examination of the 1921 Depression, Grant offers persuasive arguments for the power and efficiency of market forces in addressing economic downturns. His comparative analysis with other major economic crises provides valuable insights into the impact of government intervention on economic recovery. This book challenges conventional wisdom and encourages a reevaluation of current economic policy frameworks. The lessons drawn from the 1921 Depression, emphasizing the importance of allowing market mechanisms to function, wage and price flexibility, and the cautious use of government intervention, are particularly pertinent for contemporary economic policy debates. As such, The Forgotten Depression not only enhances our understanding of an overlooked historical episode, but also illuminates potential paths forward in managing future economic challenges. If you would like to support James Grant, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.